the whole time, so I want to share with you. So I want to encourage y'all, because he told us how to do it. But we're struggling because he said, I need you not to conform, but I need you to transform. But I need you to transform specifically in a specific place, in the mind. So what's happened is the devil, whose job is to steal, kill, and destroy. M.O. period. That's what he does. I got a vision of a USB drive loaded with a virus. And he's plugged it into humanity, God's people, and uploaded a virus. And what's happened is, so instead of them believing the report of the Lord, it's easy to believe that which has gone wrong, or which already before I even try, give up, or give in, or say how hard it is. Instead of speaking life to the situation, said, according to the scriptures, my God said, nothing is impossible to him that believe. Believe what? Believe in him. Because he came to reverse the curse. His death brought life. That's the opposite. He reversed it. And so I want to encourage you this morning. There has to be a mindset change. Because the enemy, right now, me personally, everywhere I've gone, every place I get to, every day, my phone rings, it's tragic. I walk in and I hear things that are tragic in a sense. I go places and it's just been everywhere. Everywhere. And in the process of trying to do some moves in my own personal life, you know, when I thought it was all good and gone, then problem arose. But I found out something. It's nothing greater than my God, the greatest problem solver in the world. In fact, he was created for that. So listen to this story. I have a wall in my garage, or it's a basement. In my garage, my house, half of it sits in the ground and half of it sits out the ground. So the garage and the basement are on the same level. But the basement is in the ground. And I had a crack happen on the wall. But it didn't happen in the basement, because the basement wall is supported by a crawl space and other places that keep any pressure that comes against it, it pushes back. But in the garage, it's a freestanding wall. Somebody said freestanding. So it's a, but the freestanding wall is subject to the pressure of hydrant water, a tree, the roots, to cause the wall to bow. But I need to tell you something, the wall's still standing. I want to tell you something, although there's been pressure on my life, I'm still standing. And so I had to call in an engineer and a specialist to go into that's going to be able to go into the wall and put some reinforcements in. Well, somebody going to get this in a minute, because somebody will need to call the specialist to come into your life and put some reinforcements in place, so you continue to stand. He never told us the trials and tribulations. In fact, he told us they would come. But he said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm telling you, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe that the greater one can work in your life? Or are you going to believe that because it's up against what you know and what you think, and all of the things that we're comfortable with. Miss Monique, I just saw it. We're going to make it no matter what the struggles are. Do you hear me? I'm preaching that, but I believe that. I'm not just talking it, I believe it. Why would he bring us to this place? He just needs us to trust him. So we have to activate our faith And that doesn't mean, let me help you out here. Faith is not blind. Oh, it's not. It says, now faith is. So when it mentions the now, it's instantly. But it says substance and evidence. Those are two powerful pieces. Substance and evidence is in faith. But that virus I told you he plugged in has been able to destroy the faith of the people of God. So the people of God, instead of speaking the things of God, the first thing we say is something negative. Or think about what's not going to work. Or how it's not going to be. You got it. You got it. You got it. Because I want to tell you, matter of fact, I got a word for you. He told you, if he spoke to you and told you to do something, don't worry about how it's going to happen on the other end. Just trust him.
Hallelujah.
I got to speak to Miss Monique. I got to tell you, because I've been thinking about stuff, and my natural mind says, I got to use wisdom, but I also have to trust God. And did he say what he needs to say, and I'm not going to let outside forces or pressure cause me to cave in when the wall is still standing. Now, I got enough sense to get the reinforcements put in, because I see the bubble. I see the crack. Oh, you know, he said, the wall cracked, but it's still standing. We got to see this, and we have to know this. So I want you to, I got excited, and I'm saying, let me take you to scripture. Go to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, verse 38. And I'm going to do something. They're going to bring it up, I believe, in the Amplified, or the King James, and I'm going to read it to you. In the Amplified, I'm sorry, in the Message. And I'll also read it to you out of the King James. In fact, I think I'll do it that way first. John chapter 38. I'm sorry, chapter 12, verse 38. Chapter 12, verse 38. All right. I'm excited right now because I hear God clearly. And so, again, worship word. I'm sorry, Children's Church can be dismissed, but the worship and the word is directly tied together. Today, I love when the Lord confirms what he's already said, and he brings it through worship, and then he brings it through the word. Amen? So, the John chapter 12. Verse 38. It says, thus saying Elias, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spoke. The Lord who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed. Therefore they could not believe, because Elias said it again. And then verse 40, he has blinded their eyes, and has harnessed and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes and not understand with their heart to be converted and healed. And I want to share with you, that's what the enemy has been doing, by blinding the minds and hardening the hearts so that we cannot see what God has already done for us. Y'all not hearing me? I said already done. So if God said it, and I get to a place of now faith is, and believe in him, because that's what this is all about. If he said it, then I can do it. The problem is, we live in time. And because we live in time, we start to get weary when it doesn't happen instantaneously. Although he already seen it, and he said it, and he placed it in your heart, the problem is, so we turn around instead of keep going forward. And I found out, now faith means the moment I saw it and believed it was the moment it could it happened. All I got to do is keep going to get to it. You remember he told them, I'll meet you on the other side. They got halfway there and the storm arose. That was strategic. That's the enemy. You get into something, you believe it, and then it shows up. And instead of when it's of God fulfilling the destiny of going through it, we convert or start to waver. Now, that's at this point here, he needed us to see, because he showed up in the storm. And the great thing, I know we talk about Peter, but I want to tell you he was the greatest one at that point, because he recognized it was the Lord, and he called him. And he said, come, one word. One word. And Peter stepped out by faith on water and did walk with God. And I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't but moments later that he started paying attention to the storm. And as he watched the storm caused him to start to sink. But I got to give him credit, because he called out to the right one. Jesus, save me. He called out to the right one. So what I'm saying to somebody today, stop wavering in your mind. Stop wavering. The trials and tribulation will come. Trouble will come. It has been showing up everywhere. But if God said it, then just do it. Just keep walking. Here's the problem. And this is my experience. My personal experience is everything he said started to happen. And then some other stuff showed up. And now I got a little concerned and worried, because it wasn't happening the way I said it. But he never told me it was going to happen the way I said it. He said it's going to happen. Now I'm going to have to trust him through the process. Listen what it says in the Message Bible. I'm going to read the Message, because this is where I really want. The Message Bible is about having a conversation. I'm going to start at verse 36. Jesus said to all this, and then he went into hiding. All these God's signs he has given them. He's given these signs, and they still didn't get it. Still wouldn't trust him. This proves that the prophet Isaiah was right. And it's happening today. The saints of God, the church of God. Listen, this is important. Angel said, it doesn't matter how many people are here or how many people are watching. What matters is that if God called us to this, those of us here will do what he said. And if we do what he said, I'm going to tell you something. It's not worried about counts and numbers and other things that have nothing to do with what he said. Because I'm thinking, he was God. If there's 8.2 billion people, he theoretically could have had 8.2 billion followers. But he didn't do that. He picked 12 ordinary men to do extraordinary things that nobody else would be able to do, because he needed them to trust him and believe him. But he also needed other people to see the power of God in them. And that's why we see throughout the Bible, we see them waver, right? But then we see them get it together. They pull it together. Why? Because they realize he was who he said he was. And I'm going to do what he said to do. Oh, y'all, this is great. Watch this. And he said, God, who believes what we preach? Who believes this question? Because I'm standing up here. I'm not talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I believe. And I've mentioned to you, he said, be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I want you to know that your mind has to be renewed, because our mind will automatically revert to look at the trouble and the trials, and we make those things the priority instead of what God said. And I want to encourage the people today, because God's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light with purpose. God does not say or do things, but it can't happen automatically. Faith without works is dead. So I want to tell you something. Love is the greatest gift. But the greatest attribute and tool that we have is faith. If faith is not activated and faith is not used, it's impossible to please God. In fact, I can't even love without faith. So I want to share with you the virus that has been uploaded by the enemy is to attack the believer's faith. He said, God, who believe what we preach? Who recognize God's arm outstretched and ready to act? First, they wouldn't believe, and then they couldn't. Again, just as Isaiah said, their eyes are blinded. Their heart was hardened. So they wouldn't see with their eyes and perceive with their heart. That's how today we can call right wrong and wrong right. Because we no longer can see with our eyes or those. But I want to share with you, God is still God. The word is still true. And I want to encourage the believers and everybody here at the sound of my voice today that God can fulfill his destiny in your life, and in our life, and in this ministry, this work that he's called us to, because his hand is on it. And he said, nothing is impossible to me. So I'm not being the judge or the jury. I'm letting God's word lead me and guide me. And that's what I want all of you to do. I want you to take this thing so it guides us. And so as I'm hearing this, you know, and we've gone through a number of things in the last couple of weeks. You know, we buried our dear sister and a prayer warrior here, you know, been with me for 20 years, and now she's not here. But again, I'm actually happy now because I know one thing. So there's things in this world that exist that doesn't exist in that part of the world. Amen? You're not here. Okay. And no more pain. No more trials and tribulation. There's things that exist in this world, and because we're in it, we're subject to them. Come on, somebody. I knew y'all got born again and thought you'd be like me. I got born again back in the 80s, right? And when I got born again, you know, the preacher was preaching and he called for the altar call, and he had me telling a story, and I thought he was talking about me, and he was talking about himself. His own life. But I related to it. And I got saved. And I thought, what happened, Lord? I was looking for the spotlight to come on me. Boom. I told everybody to cheer, be excited. Hear me, got saved. Right? None of that happened. He said, don't work that way, son. He said, it's not the light on you, it's the light in you. He said, that starts to shine. And when that starts shining, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And I was like, wow, I got it. It's the light on the inside that has to come on. And so from that day forward, you know, I start learning the word of God. And I start learning from a great man of God. And he understood that. But again, each of us got to get an understanding for ourselves. Because, you know, what he knew wouldn't work, just work for me because he knew it. If I didn't get it in me, it won't work. If you don't get it in you, it won't work. So I want to encourage you today. Your faith has been under attack. Been under attack. Pastor Bruce, that's why all the things that you're dealing with in your ministry that's coming up is there on purpose. Because they're all attacking their ability to believe. So God has given us insight. This is why I'm going to share with y'all. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Tradition won't work. I can't do what I've always done to get to where I need to go. I'm in a different era, dealing with different things that I didn't see before. How many of us know we're living in life, we're seeing stuff we never saw before? I got some people that work in the hospital. They got some stuff showing up in the hospital they've never seen before. But hold it. They got a team of researchers working on, because they already know this stuff's coming. By the way, how many know there's nothing new under the sun? Nothing new. Guess what happened? We just discovered it. Which is what I'm trying to tell you is everything we're experiencing was already here. It's just showing up for this time. Oh, but I need to encourage you. God saved you for a time such as this. I read about David and Paul. I love them. Right? But they're not for this day. But there's one that transcends all of time. But he's not from time. According to John, it says he's the one. Listen to this, how the message says. I need y'all to hear this one. Listen to this one. Y'all get this. The one, and this was on my heart. He said, listen, the word was first. And then he said, the word presented to God. And God's present to the word, and the word was God. Oh, that's good. And it says in readiness for God from day one, which means he was there in day one. He was there in day two. And whatever day this is, you know, 642 million days later, he's still God. And in the process, he had to go through some things so that we could see he defeated death. He wanted us to know that those things that we're going to have to go through as humans, he's already been there. He's already dealt with. The thing that will cause you to supersede it is your faith. Because when you have faith and you believe what God said and you act on it, he said, then you please him. And when you please him, he will take you. I got to tell you, I've got to get this faith thing down. I have to give it myself again. Again. So we serve a real God. So yeah, I got hit with some stuff. Then I thought, you know, and I love Pastor Rob. He always tells me this. And he says, Pastor Ray, you've been there before. He reminds me, but he says it was at another level, but it was the same thing, lower level. New level, new devil. But I shift, and it comes up again. And I'm thinking, oh, I defeated that one, so he can't bother me no more. And there it goes, show up again. Right? But I want to encourage you. You are undefeatable in him. Let me make that clear. You are undefeatable in him. It's when you leave him. Woo-hoo. It's when you step outside of him, you're just like me. I got it, God. I can handle it. And then I mess it all up. And then I cry out, God, where are you? I need you. How did I get here? How did this happen? Oh, I guess I'm the only one in here.
Come on, sir.
But if we'll be honest, what a loving God and a caring God. Because I go back and say, God, I'm sorry. I repent. Forgive me for not trusting you. Oh, God, forgive me. You said, whose report would I believe? And I started believing my own hype. I started believing my own hype. And then he said, no, stay grounded. Stay rooted. Unmovable. Unshakable. And he said, when you get there, he said, nothing. No, he said, I didn't tell you it won't rain. I didn't tell you the storms won't come. But they won't move you because I've already grounded you. And he said, it ain't the ground holding you in place. It's me. He said, when the enemy comes up against you, it's me. He said, so he reminded me, stop worrying about storms. He said, you've been equipped. And this is where my wife blesses me. She says, the things happen to me. She said, that's why you're the pastor. She said, you're built for this. Oh, my God. So every time she tells me that, so y'all, I'm going to tell myself how old I am, older. But the young people in here, you ain't seen a phone booth before.
Come on, son.
You saw a phone booth. What is that? Right?
Okay. What are those?
So I go in the phone booth and I had to change. Y'all know. And I come back out, I got an S on my chest. It's SJ, Super Jesus. Right? But I do that because now he prepared me, he said, for the things that are to come. And he said, listen, he said, we came into existence was life, and the life was the light to live by. Did y'all hear me? I'm having a conversation with you. The light came into your life so that you could live by. The life came into your life so you can live by. Get these L's. The light came into your life so that you can live by it. So the moment you don't take light out, guess what happens? You stumble. And depending on how you stumble, you could fall and hurt yourself. And God forbid you faint. Because he says, faint not. It's too many times in Scripture. Faint not. Because when you're not woke, if you're not conscious, the enemy got free reign.
Yeah.
But when you're conscious, you can speak to it. No. In the name of Jesus, I declare the word over my life. I declare that I am a child of God. I am gifted, blessed. Yes. I can declare it. I can just speak it. And I start to, I'll tell you something. So I got to tell you, some stuff came up in my life, and it looked like it was up. And guess what I did? In fact, I faith without works is dead. I continue to pack. I'm packing up. Because why? You will not find me where I used to be. I cannot stay where I used to be, always where I was. I got to allow the past to be the past so I can move into the future. This is going to help somebody. So the first thing we do in looking into the future, a place we never be, have been, we talk about what cannot be. We start talking ourselves out of it based on the things we're comfortable with. And God did not give us the spirit of fear, but love and a sound mind. Now take the sound mind and use it to lock in on his word and what he said. That's why it's so important that we get to know his word. I know, y'all remember, I love Cooley High. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. But I got to tell you something. Yesterday can't help me in today. What I ate yesterday won't work.
That's right, sir.
The money I spent yesterday is gone. Okay. Yesterday needs to stay with yesterday. And I do need to learn to say goodbye. So that I can tap in to today.
Yeah.
That's what I want to bring it. Now, faith is the substance of things hope. I love this. That's my favorite scripture. Now is instantaneous. Now is right now. That means I have the ability to change my future, not tomorrow, but right now. All I have to do is believe. And this isn't a belief, Jesus, you know, quoting something, repeat. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a belief that it starts here, but it resonates here.
That's right.
It's transferred. So because when my mind starts to speak, my body can respond to it. So now it's speaking to my heart. And then I lock in because the heart is where your treasures are. The Bible declares that in the heart is where the treasures reside. So I want you to understand something. You got to allow your mind to speak to your heart. And I want to encourage you because by faith, we can do this thing. There's some things that God called you to. God's not a man that he can lie. You just had, and I did too, my own plan. Well, my life is so far away from what I had planned for. It ain't even funny. Okay, where I came from and what I thought I was going to be and what I was going to do, I'm so far from there, it ain't even funny. But I thank God.
Yeah.
He knew better and got better because I responded to the call. I responded to his voice. And now I'm able to say what I didn't know, he does know. And when he brings things back to my remembrance and opens up my mind, he has brought me so much further than I've ever have gotten on my own. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to speak into your life. And I want to just encourage you. I'm not talking about blind faith. I'm talking about faith that's full of substance. And by the way, it got some evidence too. Look, the fact that y'all are here is evident. The enemy brought some, I got proof. And everybody in here can raise their hand, and all of you that are watching can do the same thing. Have you not gone through some things that you even thought was going to wipe you out. But now, can we say, but God brought you out, saved you for a time such as this. He did that on purpose. And you do not go back and look talking about what time was lost or what was it. He can redeem the time. It has nothing to do with time and everything to do with God. I got to tell people this is weird because we only think, you know, I knew all if I was younger now and if I did this, I'm not thinking like that no more. I'm here, I am where I am because God got me here. Now I'm going to take that and continue to grow with it. I had to laugh at myself because I constantly told Pastor Bruce, who's a little bit older than me, that retirement doesn't exist. And then I thought about it. So he reminds me now. Remember what you said. and I thank God for somebody going to be honest with me. But the truth is, no, I won't be able to move as fast as I was moving at, you know, 20 years ago, but what I can do is I'm going to keep moving. I can tell you that. Okay? There's no giving up or giving in. No, we're not going to know a rocking chair, and that's not going to happen in my life. Then you're dead. You die. Because you're useless, in my opinion. But listen. He said, the life and the light blaze. Listen to this one. Remember, I just told you the life was light to live by. Now the light blazed out of darkness, and darkness could not put it out. I want you to know that darkness can't stop you. The devil can't stop you. If you are light and the life of the light is in you, you can blaze. But what's happening is the enemy will try to get you, because the only way he can defeat you is play in the mind. And if you believe that you're not what God said you are, then it will not happen. Which means he does not have the power to defeat you. You can only defeat yourself. So I want to present to you this morning, let you know the greatest enemy that you come up against is not the devil. I know. I wish I had a mirror here. I would show y'all who it is. Because if you look in the mirror, you'll find out who it is. But I want to tell you, all you got to do is start speaking to you. So I got the antidote. Is it his word? So you can go in that same mirror, but speak to you what he said and watch it happen. Watch faith levels increase. Watch the devil back up and back off. By the way, didn't y'all get the evidence? He took him into the wilderness. He didn't go to the wilderness by himself. The Holy Spirit led him there. And the Holy Spirit is a part of the Godhead. So his own part took him away, but he needed him to get there to see who he was. I'm telling y'all this because y'all need to get there to see who you are. You're going to need to speak to him to find out who you are in Christ Jesus, what he's called you to do, who he's called you to be, and know that you can do it. And I told y'all from the beginning, the devil is a liar. Steal, kill, and destroy. That is his MO. But hold it. Everybody usually stop right there, right? Why don't y'all read the B part of the verse? But I have come to give life. And life more abundantly. I don't know about you, but I plan on living an abundant life in Christ Jesus. And you are all welcome to. This is not no name and claim it. This is what the word says. But if you don't speak it, you won't believe it. And if you don't believe it, you won't do it. I got to get that tenacity, that some of this back from when God started working on me. Pastor Bruce reminded me, he said, man, I want y'all to meet this guy. He said, he didn't have the flood wipe him away twice. He didn't have this happen to him. He didn't have that happen to him. And when you see the guy, he's still smiling. He said, He told people that. You remember that? He told them. That's why I love him so much. But I got him in a team because the class got my back. But I'm sharing this with you because this is so important for us to believe. And I started thinking, give me, Lord, show me an analogy that's connected. And all I started thinking, we're living in a day of technology. And so right now, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, every time I go to do good, evil's not far behind. These are all scriptures. It's all in the Bible. He said, and the evil's not far behind. So the enemy, the moment I go to proceed to do great and to help humanity, help my brother or sister, the enemy releases that virus again to come against somebody's mind. Somebody said, somebody say something, somebody else do something. And then if you forget who you are and what you're called to do, you'll react to it. I'm tired of reacting. So I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but Pastor Bruce, I'm tired of reacting. Yeah. I do not want to react to that which I don't like but don't appreciate. I now need to learn how to now filter. This was the heard of the Lord. It's clear. I had to grow up a little bit. The filter, whether you like it or not, somebody else may believe it or say it, but you've got to now speak wisdom and truth so that they see it, so they can believe it because you did it. So I can take responsibility for me. I want to encourage all of you. Take control of who you are. By the way, there's nobody can control you. You remember, Flip Wilson was great for it. He said, the devil made me do it. The devil don't have that power. You did it because you wanted to. Just take ownership. All right? So this is where we are. And I want to encourage you because as I started this message earlier, whose report are you going to believe? But according to Scripture, he told me I was a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person. Now, I agree with that. I'm very peculiar. My wife can answer to that. But it's okay. And a royal priesthood, y'all need to know that's who we are. You know, I'm so pleased to go, and I tell people all the time when I think about these guys, Harry and William, when they were born, they knew they were prince, and they had people there taking care of them. You know, I mean, everything, you know, that every little thing they ever needed was taken care of, okay, because they understood into the lineage of being born into royalty. But I want to share with you, how much more for you and I? And born by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory. Huh? But because nobody told you, you don't want to act like I was. So, by the way, if you don't see me, I'm going to act like it. And I probably got haters because I act like it. But it comes with the territory. You know, and it's okay. I'm thinking about our young people. We got a graduate in here today, and my goddaughter graduated yesterday, and she graduated yesterday. But I'm saying, she knows, that's right, she needs to deserve a round of applause. That's just one leg of the journey. Life begins now, and it may not be nobody there to hold your hand and be responsible, because now you got to do it, you know, according to the way we do. You know, other species might put them out sooner. But nevertheless, you've got purpose on your life. And so some of the things you learned, some of the things you went to school for, they were just to prepare you for the next leg.
Yeah.
But we got to speak and pray life and pray over her life to encourage her. But you know what I can't do? I can't come into her life and be religious and don't have relationship, because that she's in against it. I don't know if I want that. But I do want a relationship. I do want God to cover me. And it's important, because that's so we need to pray for them, especially our young people, because he's after them. Woo! Okay, he ain't waiting for them to be teenagers no more. 18, 17. He's going at 3 and 4. So you need to be strong in the lives of our young people now. And the church has stopped. we got, they not bad. They not, no. They different. They think different. So did you and I when we were born and we was babies. I know y'all forgot. So, and I'm saying, I got eight of them, and every one of them different. I'm still trying to figure it out. This is where I'm trusting God for what I did. And then say, okay, the rest is up to you, Lord. Because I did hear that too, by the way. This is one of the words I got at the beginning of the year. Is do all you know to do and stand. Again, it's related to faith. If you do what you need to do, what he told you to do, and you do it, then the rest is up to God. How are you going to get through something that you thought was impossible? That ain't up to you. That's his job. Leave it up to him. So, new doors of opportunity. And listen, Paul saw it. We caught up in the spirit. Paul says, it was a great door open to me. And he said, but there's a lot of adversaries standing in front of it. I need you to know, just because they stand in there, they can't stop you. Stop looking at the trouble and look to the victory of getting through where you need to go to, where you've been called to, and where you need to get to. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm convinced this ain't it. Y'all say, this guy is crazy. Here he go again. Well, I didn't. You're right, Pastor Bruce. I can't. Don't blame me. You blame God. Because if he said it, I'm going to do it. That's where it needs to be. So I said, at the end of the day, my question to all of you, whose report are you going to believe?
That's right.
I hope it's the report of the Lord. So, in other words, remember what he said to you in your heart, in your desire to do something and do something. You know, remember when you got born again and light came on and you was like, this is it. I want to, now, God, how are you going to use me? God, how are you going to use me? And then let him use you according to the plan. Amen. Whose report are you going to believe? Amen. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. You know, that word's been on my heart. And it's like, and everywhere I've been going, I've been hearing, you know, tragic stuff, like every day, in my own like personal move and trying to get things going. Every time I make a stride forward, they come the enemy again. So every time I go to do good, evil show up. You know? And I thought, I'm not gonna stop doing good then. I'm gonna keep doing it. And God's gonna have to provide a way of which he can, a way of escape through whatever trial and every tribulation, he can do that. And so, and he will. So I'm going to trust him through the process. And that's what I want to encourage all of you. You know, I want to tell you, we're living in that day, that age, and right now, because God's doing some new things. And he said it's happening right here. This is the right place. I'm convinced. Please do not be dismayed. Do not look at circumstances, situation. Look, by the way, looks can be deceiving. Feelings can be deceiving, right? So when look beyond that to the purpose. Look beyond that to the plan. Think about why. Why now? Why now? And I came to the conclusion, everything we do and everything he's called us to is in the time in which we could believe it. I'd ask myself, well, why this didn't happen to me when I was younger? I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for this level of what he wanted to teach me and teach me. And I couldn't handle it. Somebody say, but now?
Right now.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I could do it now, but what I couldn't do then. This is why now is so important. This is why now is so important. And we're showing back up. We're meeting back up. on purpose. He said, I don't need this aggravation. But you got to learn something from it. You got me. He needs you to protect what he's blessed you with. And slow down a bit. So we could get, I was so excited for the Lord, the things he called me to do, that I was missing all the other things he told me to do. But I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, and that is my expectation for all of you. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for the word, the worship that you brought to this house today. Lord, I thank you for every participant, every body of believers that are here and that are watching us. Now, God, I pray that not one word will fall to the ground. God, but if you planted into good soil, God, the soil number folds, where it will produce some 30, some 60, and 100-fold return. God, let each person receive this word today. Let their lives be changed forevermore. God, let my life be changed. God, I'm prepared, and I thank you for your goodness, for your grace. And God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be my testimony to the people of God, saying what you have done. And God, let the eyes of them be open so that they can see. I know Isaiah said their eyes, they couldn't see. I know Isaiah said they could not hear. But I'm praying, God, that you take us into an hour and an area where when we preach and teach and stand on the word of God, they will hear and they will see the goodness and the glory of God. And I pray, God, there will be many, because according to the scripture in John chapter 17, you said, you prayed that the words of their mouth would be heard and that the people would respond to what they said. So God, I'm one of the things. I'm one of them that are speaking on your behalf. That you are the light and you are the life, and that you can give me life to live. And because of that, God, you can cause me not to stumble. And if I do, you can pick me up and put me back on the road of righteousness. Thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready.